My name is Tom Clendon, and I am a podcaster and online lecturer. I help ACCA students pass their SBR exam. Now, there are two versions of the SBR exam. You can do the UK variant, or you can do the international paper. And this podcast is about helping you make up your mind as to what is the best exam version for you to take. Have a listen. It's a great conversation with my friend and colleague, Ben Wilson, who teaches AAA. If after you've listened to this podcast, you want any further guidance or clarification about your own particular situation or about my courses, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. You can do that by WhatsApp 07725 350793, or via my website, www.tomclendon.co.uk. This podcast is about helping you make up your mind whether to do the UK version or whether to do the international version of the SBR exam. Enjoy.
When you get through to the strategic professional level of the ACCA qualification, you have a choice to make. Do you go down the international route or the UK route when it comes to the SBR and AAA papers? Now, there is one reason and one reason only to choose the UK variant.
What's that reason, Ben?
Well, it's that if you want to become an audit partner or you want to run your own accountancy practice, you need a practicing certificate. This applies to the UK, by the way. And to get that practicing certificate, you have to have done the UK version of both SBR and AAA. If you go down the international route, you cannot become a UK audit partner or run a UK accounting practice. Tom, when it comes to these two papers, what's the difference between, well, for SBR particularly, what's the difference between the UK variant and the international variant?
In a nutshell, the UK variant is harder. The examining team, as I understand it, write the international exam as the exam. And they then take that exam paper and make it a bit more difficult because they add in the UK differences. If you choose to do the UK variant, sounds a bit like COVID, doesn't it? But if you choose to do the UK variant, you are having to study 100% of the international. You're having to know all of the international accounting standards and then something extra. You then have to know the differences between the UK and the international. So the international paper is the standard, is the norm, and is what the vast majority of my students do. But a few students who want that practicing certificate in the UK, who want to have that career path, choose to do the UK variant. And what I'm able to do on my courses is to provide them with those resources. So coming on one of my online courses, it doesn't matter whether you want to do the UK or whether you want to do the international, I can accommodate you and get you through those exams. What's it like for AAA, Ben? Is it harder? Is it easier?
It's actually a very similar story. So for the UK version, there's just some extra content. There's a whole extra syllabus area on insolvency. There's just a lot of rules that you have to learn about what happens when a company goes bust. And that's only in the UK syllabus. And when it comes to audit reporting, there's some extra bits and pieces that go into a UK audit report compared to its international cousin. And so that, again, means there's extra content for you to learn if you want to go down the UK route. Now, just like Tom's SBR course, I prepare students with my online course for both the international and the UK part. On my tuition course, for example, there's 7 sections of the syllabus which are relevant to both UK and international students. But then there's an extra module to cover the UK-specific content, which will take you about an extra 4 hours of study on tuition, an extra 3 or 4 hours of study on revision. Now, I would always advise a student, just like Tom, that it's only worth doing that in the UK version if you really see yourself going into a practice career, because you're creating extra work for yourself. Why make extra work if you don't need it? Do the UK version if you need that practicing certificate. Do the international version if you want to give yourself a slightly easier life.
I like the easy life.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? Who doesn't like an easy life? Tom, is there anything else that students should know around this decision?
No, I mean, I think the vast majority of students do the international because it's the easier way. The vast majority of students end up doing SBR first because it's logical to do AAA after SBR because you're on the audit side, you're being tested on some of the knowledge you've learned to the SBR. And it makes no sense to mix and match. You're only going to get the benefit of doing the UK if you want that practicing certificate, if you do both the UK for SBR and AAA. That's just my last thought on it. So good luck, everybody. And if you need any more help about SBR, contact me, Tom Clendon. And if you want help on
AAA, contact me, Ben Wilson.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great.